Nebraska Extension Almanac.
A common question homeowners have at this time of year is when is the proper time to apply pre-emergent herbicides to control weeds like crabgrass in your turf? UNL Turfgrass Research Manager Matt Sosek says timing is everything for effective weed control in the spring.
As temperatures start to warm up this spring, we're starting to think about our lawns and maybe putting down pre-emergence. So with the pre-emergent herbicide, we want to make sure we're getting it down to the soil level and getting it incorporated into the soil where the actual pre-emergent works in that fine layer right on top of the soil. So if we're using a granular product, we're a little safer because we can put it out without watering it in right away because it's getting down to that level. If we're using a liquid product, make sure that we water that in so the sun isn't going to degrade it while it's sitting on top of the old leaves. As we're getting ready for putting out our pre-emergent herbicides, we often think about what the soil temperature is. So what I like to use is just a digital meat thermometer. And what we can do to check the soil temperature is go in a couple different areas of the lawn, maybe one that gets a lot of sun, one that's a lot of shade, and put that in the ground, and it's about 3 to 4 inches. And once we hit about that 50 degree temperature for a period of 5 days or more, that's about when crabgrass germinates. So, you know, if we want to hit those areas sooner when they're getting hotter, it might be in the next couple weeks if we're getting into April. All right, one thing to think about when we're starting to put out our pre-emergent herbicides is there areas in our lawn that we want to reseed? If there is, then we want to be choosy on the herbicides that we're using so that we're not inhibiting the growth of our new seedlings. So those areas that are bare, maybe skip those areas that we know we're going to reseed, and we can go with our pre-emergent around in the areas that the lawn is good. So there's a couple different products that we can use. One is with mesotrione, Tenacity, and another one is Sidron, and some of them are on carriers of fertilizer, such as the Scotts version, which has Tenacity in it, and that is safe to use on seedlings and areas that we're reseeding, and it also provides a pre-emergent layer over the top of that bare area. So when we're trying to pick our pre-emergent herbicide, once we figure out when we're going to put it down, there's a few different types. There's Barricade, Dimension, and Pendimethalin. So those are three different types that were pretty common on carriers with fertilizer. So what we want to do is make sure we read that label and use the full rate if we're only going to put one application down so that we get season-long control in a typical year. So using those products, some have different fertilizer amounts in them. So if we have a lawn that is very healthy and very lush and we end up mowing 2 to 3 times a week in the spring, maybe we want to back off that fertilizer and pick a pre-emergent that has less fertilizer on it and is more of just the pre-emergent herbicide. And you can also get the pre-emergent herbicides without fertilizer so that you could just put a pre down as a granular version and also as a liquid version. And that'll save us a little bit of headache if we're over-fertilizing. Another thing we want to consider when we're looking into our lawn in the spring is, you know, what kind of weeds do we have out there? If there is some winter annual weeds and maybe some knotweed coming up, there's a chance that we could treat that with a broadleaf herbicide and control those a lot easier than we can if we wait another month or so. Because a lot of those winter annuals will grow really fast, and once they get to a certain point, they're a lot harder to control. So when they're young, they're easy, and that would be the time to treat. So not only a pre-emergent application, but maybe a post-emergent application to try and control some of those weeds. And another reason that you want to kind of check on what you're putting out is if you do some seeding, again, be careful with those post-emergent herbicides because 2,4-D can inhibit seedlings. So just make sure you're putting it in the right spot, and if you have to, use a product that is safe on seedlings.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.